Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Marty Griffin will join us right after the news at 7 in the next hour. Marty spent some time with a billionaire again. And
I heard him say the other day he has a new best friend.
Yeah.
A billionaire.
Yeah, he was joking about that yesterday. However, this guy, you know, is legit, and he thinks Pittsburgh has a bright future in terms of what we've been seeing with downtown. I know that Andy Sheehan did a two-part series on the financial woes of the city and the real estate crisis because of the lack of people, you know, occupancy issues that really kicked into high gear during COVID and haven't responded the way they thought it would.
Well, the buildings are worth less, so now they're paying fewer taxes, which means tax revenue is going down, and then that impacts the city budget and also the Pittsburgh Public Schools budget.
Great point. It's like the perfect storm, and it snowballs one way or the other.
Well, one sometimes. Of the things that is happening, though, Larry, that is hopeful about this is the city council's working on a tax abatement program to encourage development. Between that and the optimism of the guy that Marty's talking to.
Yeah, and we're going to find out about that.
We have a plan to do something about it.
There will be a plan. Also, right after the news at 7, a new study out about religion and its effect on mental health. And it's a very positive report on people who are spiritual. So
ask anybody who goes to church on Sunday.
It can be, and obviously that's the purpose, right? In large part, is to help people and the connection. So
you often talk to pastors on the show.
Yes.
Of various denominations. Have you ever had one of them complain about life? Tell you how awful it is, how depressed they are, all the problems they're having? No.
No, and yet that's what they deal with each and every day with people, you know, and it's a heavy burden for people that carry the cloth. So, but it's an interesting study. I think people will appreciate it. So let's turn the page yesterday.
Donald to the media Trump. Circus around.
Oh, my God.
The courthouse in Manhattan.
It's just wall to wall, as you would expect, because a former president is involved. They're in Manhattan. They're in New York.
And there's also the nutcases that show up so they can get some attention and, you know, dress up funny and carry their signs and holler their weird whatever they're saying.
It is a circus. And day two, though, they were able to seat some jurors. With the details, here is CBS's Jared Hill.
We're seeing the lawyers here grilling these prospective jurors on everything from their political views, their personal lives, even social media posts. In fact, one was dismissed for posting "Lock Him Up" back in 2017. Meanwhile, Trump is trying to find new ways to campaign while required to stay in court. Former President Donald Trump took his fight against Manhattan's DA from the courtroom to a corner store, the site of a highly publicized fatal attack just 2 years ago that led to criticism of the very same man prosecuting his case.
It's a rigged trial. Our courts, everything is screwed up in New York.
The stop comes as the jury for Trump's hush money trial is taking shape. Four men and three women were seated Tuesday. Among them, a nurse, a teacher, and two lawyers. Kara McGee is one of dozens who were excused.
It's someone who you've seen as this huge public figure for so long, and you walk in and see him, and he's just a guy.
While one potential juror was being questioned, Judge Juan Merchan heard Trump audibly uttering something and chastised him, saying, "I won't tolerate that. I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom."
This judge is so conflicted.
Outside the courtroom, the former president repeatedly slammed the judge.
He's rushing this trial, and he's doing as much as he can for the Democrats.
Trump also bristled at the requirement to attend every day of the trial, while his 2024 opponent President Joe Biden campaigns.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states.
Five more jurors and half a dozen alternates still need to be selected. Trump has denied the allegations he falsified business records. No court today. Jury selection is set to resume on Thursday.
So there are seven jurors set, at least as of now. Not sure why they're off today, but back on Thursday. So there's a possibility by the end of the week they could have the jury set, the entire jury. Meanwhile, the circus continues. And meanwhile, President Biden comes to Pittsburgh. You referenced in the news, important because traffic. Landing Air Force One at Pittsburgh International around noon. They're very precise, right?
Oh, yeah. 12:15, actually, Larry.
And then rolling closures into the city on the Parkway West until they go to Stanwyck Street, where the U.S. Steelworkers building is. And then he's going to address them 12:45. And then leave somewhere, what, around 3?
I would imagine around 3:45, Air Force One is scheduled to leave at 4:30. So the critical half hours to avoid the Parkway inbound would be what?
I would say...
I just fixed that up. Let's see here. 12:15 and 12:45.
Yes. So from 12:15 on till the president's motorcade gets into the city, you don't want to be on the Parkway West inbound.
And then outbound, it's good to avoid it between 3:45 and 4:15.
What happens at 3:45? Oh, afternoon rush hour.
Good timing. Thanks, thanks, Prez.
Oh, man, yeah, I know. That happens regardless of whether they're a Democrat or Republican. Mm-hmm. That's just part of the process. You know I'd like to talk to? I'll ask Marty about this. His buddy Ron Layton, who served four presidents as a Secret Service agent.
He knows what's going on.
What goes into it? Just a simple visit like this. This is just a one stop, come to the town, give a speech, and get out of town.
A lot of heavy lifting, Larry.
Yeah, the setup to do that is actually incredible. And we'll keep you covered here. Keep it on KDKA. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And it is your audio gateway, and we'll keep you updated with important news and weather updates too, like talking to meteorologist Dean DeVore here in just a few minutes. Again, the possibility of some flash flooding and hail tonight after we've had record rainfalls the first 2 weeks of April. Now we're into the second 2 weeks and more on the way. What a mess.
Haven't we suffered enough?
That flooding is such a mess. And if people, I know so many people have had issues with basements. In many cases in Pittsburgh, there's damp and moist basements. That's kind of the way it is, right?
Mm.
I mean, there are ways to mitigate that, but it's not cheap. But once you do, and then there are some people that have had issues with water in their homes that haven't had issues in some cases ever before.
It's the first place I've lived in all the places I've been where there are businesses dedicated solely to helping people get their basements dried out.
Well, in Florida, they don't have basements, so because the water table and the sand, they can't do it. Meantime, so we mentioned President Biden's visit to Pittsburgh and the disruption that causes with the rolling closures and all that. But as a reporter, I'm curious, Paul, because you've covered presidential visits before, you have to go through a lot just to get to that point where you can cover a story like a president's visit.
It's true. You have to be there well in advance of the arrival of Air Force One. I covered arrivals and departures in my days in New Orleans when Bill Clinton was president. So you get there maybe 2 hours before touchdown, and one of the first things you have to do is prove you are who you are and have your credentials checked and then rechecked. And then you go into a hangar, and they check everything that you've got with you. So all the cameras, all the bags, everything. Microphones, you name it. Everything is looked at. One time, I had a leather, messenger bag, which I had my tools in. And they set all those bags down in a long row. And then they have the German shepherds come by, the sniffers, and see what's going on with each of these. And one time, the German Shepherd got all excited and started yapping when he got to my bag.
Uh-oh. He found your bourbon.
I mean, I thought, what in the hell is going on? So they check it out and, you know, and pull everything out and look and give me the bag back. And I said, well, what happened? He probably figured it was sexy. That's a direct quote.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and then when Air Force One gets there, there's a special area set aside for the media. There's also another area set aside for the people who are going to be able to meet the president when he gets off Air Force One. They've got a special area set up for the camera. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
And by the way, I saw in the back of one of the Suburbans, you know, those black Suburbans that always are rolling with the motorcade?
Right.
I looked into the back of one of those. The doors were open, chock full of all kinds of weapons.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe the number of weapons in the back of that thing.
Oh, yeah. When I was at the White House, when Clinton was in office, it's when I left that I got searched also. You have to go through, and I didn't know this,
well,
right?
Well, I didn't know that either.
So you're looking for something, some souvenir type, right? So when I went to the men's room at the White House, all they had were these high-end, they weren't cloth towels, they were paper, but they were high-end with the presidential logo on them, and a matchbook. And I thought, well, I'll take one with me. So I had it in my bag. So when I went through the line leaving the White House, the guy's looking, you know, he has no expression on his face whatsoever, but he gets to my bag, opens it up and sees this napkin basically with a presidential logo, looks at me like, really? Really? And the matchbook. I guess they figure people are going to take the matchbooks, right?
Yeah.
Because it has the presidential logo on it. I mean, how many times you get a chance to go to the White House?
You want a memento of some kind.
Yeah. And have Clinton on the show when he was stumping for Hillary. Remember when they were down at Permanis?
That was something.
I just want to say I love Pittsburgh. Oh, man. And then I asked him about Chelsea, his daughter, and he went off like, oh, I love it. And we had to rush in. You know, normally, they give you a few minutes and they're gone. We had to actually say, well, sorry, Mr. President, we have to go. We have commercials. I just want to say I love Paul Rasmussen. The way he delivers that news is stunning. Let's go live to AccuWeather's world headquarters, meteorologist Dean DeVore. So once again, Dean, we have the threat of some severe weather, and here we go. And it's mild right now. It's 65 degrees.
And kind of humid too, right?
Yeah.
You go out and you think, oh, wow, it's a summer morning. Yeah, the dew points are starting to come up into the low to mid 50s. The showers that moved through earlier have blown up to our east. So if you're traveling east up into the hills, if you're going through 22, you get past Murraysville and up towards where 219 in that area, there's some hefty showers and thunderstorms there, but they are not severe. Just some general showers and maybe some rumbles here as we go through the morning. Prime time for the severe weather for us, Larry, is later this afternoon into the first part of tonight. And those thunderstorms, look, I think we're going to have time on our side because as the bulk of the move in, we're losing the daytime heating, which is kind of critical, especially this time of year. So we will see those, I think, kind of weakening as they come over us. But I still think for the city and areas to the west of us, late afternoon and evening, we could see thunderstorms could have damaging winds and some hail and some heavy downpours. And that's certainly not the downpour situation we don't need, especially with all the flooding. Although I did look at the gauge. It looks like we're just on the cusp of just going below action stage for the Ohio at Pittsburgh. So that's good news and get a little bit of a break after we get through the showers and thunderstorms today.
We have been way above normal, set some records this month already, and we're just starting the second half of April. But we've avoided the killer weather that they've had with some of the tornado activity in some states to our west and south.
Yeah, there have been, and because of these amazing clashes of air, you know, we've been so wet. There's other been parts of the country, like you look at a place like St. Louis, and their big story has been how hot it's been. It's almost gotten to 90 over the past weekend and early part of the week. Now, they've started to get into that shower and thunderstorm. They had some violent stuff in the middle of the country. That's what is moving towards us here for our situation later today into the evening. And then there's another impulse that will move move through and with some showers and thunderstorms for that area. And as we get here, we may see a few around later on Thursday night into Friday. Friday looks like a wet one here in Pittsburgh. Temperatures in the upper 60s. And then we're going to have to cut our expectations a little bit in terms of temperatures heading into the weekend. Mid to upper 50s both days of the weekend. It looks dry, but it's going to be chillier. And I'll tell you what, Saturday night into Sunday and Sunday night into Monday morning, I think we have to be concerned about frost.
What?
Especially, yeah.
Frost.
It looks like we will be getting down into the mid-30s.
Are you hearing this, Paul? Did you hear what Dean just said?
It's unacceptable.
I know it is.
Please retract.
My hydrangeas and my peonies especially. I have one peony that looks like it has about 25, 30 buds on it that are going to be beautiful here. But I actually did buy some of those big covers that you can put over, and they're specially made, and then you can tie them off at the bottom. So I think I'm going to have to use that on a couple of my peonies and my hydrangeas here coming up. So, yeah. Keep that in mind, Saturday night into early Sunday and Sunday night into Monday, especially areas that are protected, the low-lying areas where that cold air sinks in. Those are the areas that could get frosty here those two nights.
I didn't realize you were so trained in the arts of horticulture.
Oster and I are best buds. Don't you know that?
Horticulture is in progress.
He and I have spent a lot of time together when we used to do the podcast. I haven't had him on the TV show yet. Of course, I haven't had you on the TV show.
How
yet
is
either,
that TV so. Show going?
It's going great. I'm enjoying. In fact, tomorrow I get to talk to folks up on the International Space Station. Have you ever done that?
No.
I'm going to talk to the two of the folks on the ISS, and they're telling me there's going to be like an 8 to 10 second delay after I ask the question.
I was just going to ask
the answer. Yeah.
So this is the first time for you
to talk to that. Yeah, it will be. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'm sure there. Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time you've talked to spacemen. Be honest in your career. All right. Well,
sure.
How do we get your television show again?
Look, it's on our fast channels, all our AccuWeather network channels, some cables, some over-the-top stuff. You can get it on Roku. You can get it on a lot of those, like, Pluto streaming services and stuff. Or you can go to our website, AccuWeather.com, and there's a thing that says AccuWeather Now, and that's basically that same feed as well. So
right,
it runs noon to about 3. We'd run 2 episodes. We go back-to-back and rotate them every day. It's different, and similar times on the weekends as well.
All right, good luck.
I can just hear it when they get him all hooked up. Ground control to Dean DeVore.
Major Larry and Major Paul, it was great talking to you.
All right. Over and out. Thank you, Dean.
We'll keep an eye on that severe weather for later today into this evening.
I forgot what you said already. Meteorologist Dean DeVore at AccuWeather World Headquarters. Yes, so there is the possibility, as Dean indicated, of another round of severe weather. But what caught my ear was frost.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Bipolar weather pattern here.
It is.
Extremes.
And, you know, we aren't alone. As Dean pointed out, a lot of places are having a most unusual spring.
Did you see what happened over in Dubai?
Yes, they got five, six
inches of rain. Yeah.
And there's nowhere for that to go. It's a desert.
That's a whole year's worth of rain out there.
Right. We average, I'm glad you brought that up, because I saved the information. So we're looking at the average rainfall for the year over the last 30 years is 39.61 inches of rain. So far, just in April, we've had 7.63 inches of rain, and if you add another inch to that or more tonight, you know, do the math, that's almost a quarter of an annual rainfall in less than 3 weeks.
And really, April's not known as the rainiest month, is it?
I mean, April showers, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's...
But I would imagine that there are other months where we get more rain on average.
But how about that? So the average rainfall for 30-year average for the year in Pittsburgh is 39.61. And again, we've already had 7.63 inches in April. You liked how I ciphered that, didn't you?
I do. You're very good with an abacus.
Ciphering. Check out Rick Dayton's Drive at 5, top stories of the day every weekday afternoon, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. Actually saw Rick Dayton yesterday. Don't get to see him that much. We're on opposite ends of the schedule, but he's getting ready for his golf tournament that he was gracious enough to take over for me for the American Cancer Society coming up. And I did it for 20 years. He's in his third year already and created a pro-am environment at Longview. It's a great, great outing. And if you have a chance, just log on to kdkradio.com. We have an events page that we can connect you to. And if you'd like to participate, our producer, Samantha McGill, is a big Taylor Swift fan. And Taylor's new album, The Tortured Pets Department.
Poets. No.
What did I say?
Pets? You said The Tortured Pets Department.
Oh, boy.
That would be really dark.
Wow. The imagery on that one, huh?
I'm sorry. Tortured Poets Department. Where would that come from? So, Poets is spelled P-O-E-T-S. My eye missed the O, obviously. It's early. The Tortured Poets Department. That's the actual name of the album, right?
Yes.
Now, it's releasing Friday.
Yes, it is.
And she's posted an animation online that starts in the midnight room going through the hallway to the Tortured Poets Department. There is a casual announcement of her new video. I love all this stuff. She gets so much press. Did you hear what her boyfriend's doing?
Kelsey?
Yeah. He's going to host a game show. Remember the one, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
Well, they're coming out with, and I'm not making this up, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? He's going to host a game show. He claims that he's always wanted to host a game show, loves game shows, and this will be his first.
Good for him. I hope he's a hit.
I wonder, though, if he'll get his girlfriend to be one of the celebrities.
I mean, he's going to need to find his life's work, as Chuck Knoll used to say. Football won't last forever.
Are you following this, Sam?
I haven't followed the...
The romance.
Well, I mean, yeah, the romance. I didn't know anything about the game show, though.
Yeah, check it out. Check out Taylor Swift. What is this?
This is just the audio from the video she released. I don't know how helpful this will be. You kind of need the visual.
Yeah. Is this what they gave us?
Yeah, this is... Yes, I did not pull this myself.
I know the album's called The Tortured Poets Department, but it's also... It was the tortured people on the air. What was that?
It was the audio from... It's a video, like a visual of like...
All right, so we're going to have to wait
until... It's a visual.
Friday at 8 o'clock, right?
For the album?
That's when it's going to be released. But here's my question. I come from a time when you used to actually have an album. You know, the vinyl.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the CDs. When they release an album, is it just a download?
Yeah, I mean, I pre-ordered the record as well.
Oh, you're going to have vinyl?
Yeah.
You have a vinyl record player?
Yes, I collect many. I have many vinyls.
That's impressive, actually.
We used to do that, Larry.
Yeah. And a lot of us throwed them out.
Yeah, I don't have any vinyl anymore.
I have some. I saved some. I
like listening to vinyl.
I got a cool vinyl that has a baseball on it, autographed by Pete Rose. And I went online, and they said, you can check that stuff out, see what it's worth. It was worth like $20. I thought it was going to set me free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.